Good evening, everyone. Good evening, media people. Well, we'll learn a lot, you know, during this World Cup qualifiers. We had a few games against BVI and Canada, you know, it's top team. We have been in about Canada for years and we finally get to play a top team. I mean, we had played against Mexico in 2004. That was one of the top teams I've been playing in the world. One of the top teams, and Canada is one of the, I would come say second best to Mexico, because Mexico is ranked higher than Canada, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it was a very good experience for guys. You know, it's a while they haven't been played at the top level. You know, so all in all, it was a very good experience. You know, playing at this level. Our team have been training hard for the past couple of months. You know, and our goal was to reach as far as possible in the World Cup qualifiers. What happened that it ended today, and we kind of disappointed. You know, we wanted to reach further, but at least at the same time we kind of satisfied with our performance. You know, from where we were to where we are right now.
Thank you. I'll take your questions.
Where do you go next? Like, what's next for Dominic?
Well, honest, as a coach, is the FA really let us know when a tournament is coming? As you know, Dominica, we have no professional players really. There's only one professional we've got. He plays in Trinidad. And for example, I took over the team last year. And one of the things I asked to the association that we need to be in training constantly. We need to be training all the time. You know, we can't go home and then everybody goes home and doing their own thing. We need to be at training all the time if we want to do well, you know, in our football. So I'm just hoping that I think that maybe till next year we might have a tournament. So when we go home, it's like everybody going to disperse, go at their personal homes, at their families. And I don't know where the DFA will take it from here. I don't know if they're going to keep us in training still or if everybody's just going to be home and until next year.
Coach, what did you think of the Canadian side? It's a young side too, rebuilding. What did you think of their play in the two games?
Well, Canada played a very good game, you know, honestly. They knocked the ball around, especially the diagonal balls. They are very good at that, switching the ball from one side to the next. And I think playing a tougher team, it might be more difficult for a team with more experience. It might be a little bit more difficult for them. I've seen that where we rank and where they rank, you know, is like a mass difference compared to, I would say, to the top teams. So, but the Canadians, I find they knock the ball around very well. I find they knock the ball around very well. And I think they have a bright future ahead of them.
You must have been proud of the performance of your goalkeeper tonight, Shane.
Yeah. The goalkeeper is a captain, and the goalkeeper has been performing from at a very young age, you know. He maintained that standard throughout his ages right now. At a very young age, he has been very good. And he never really dropped his standard. He just keep rising to higher level all the time.
Yes. No. Thank you very much, Coach.
Okay, welcome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.